firefighters, law enforcement, and medical personnel had difficulty communicating with each other after the terrorist attacks on September 11th. The anthrax episode, which followed a few weeks later, added another set of concerns. Massachusetts State Senator Richard Moore is a Democrat who worked with the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA, for 2 years during the Clinton administration. Trina Hembree is the executive director of the National Emergency Management Association. Both agree that the 9/11 attacks created the need for communications uniformity among the different agencies.
Certainly, I think the largest challenge for first responders on September 11th was the communications issue and being able to talk within the World Trade Center buildings, the firefighters as they went in for the response. There was problems communicating between law enforcement and firefighters, and then consequently warnings were not received, and that's one of the principal reasons where we lost so many first responder lives that day.
One of the things that we found as we've talked to other states and agencies and the federal government as well is that that communication problem is really largely that everyone has different types of equipment. They're on different wavelengths, wave bands, and so then there's also been a lack of access to secure wavelengths as well. I think that when, particularly when you're dealing with terrorism, you want wavelengths that only authorized people can tune into and not perhaps the terrorists themselves.
Is the problem still there?
I would say if an event happened tomorrow, yes, we would still experience those communications challenges. I think, though, that now we are all very aware of those, and the federal government would be able to come in with some of their communication systems to assist with that effort.
And I think we're probably in a better position now than we were about a year ago, although we're not there, you know, where we want to be yet. But we certainly, a lot of hospital emergency departments have gone through training before, for instance, with smallpox or anthrax. Doctors wouldn't logically recognize those symptoms because we hadn't seen those diseases for 30, 40 years. But now they've had training on that, and more will be forthcoming.
Weren't there additional problems that also came up in the anthrax attacks?
I think certainly that was an experience that very few were prepared to address. And certainly I think one of the lessons that was quickly learned with the anthrax attacks was the critical need for the public health community and the emergency management community to work together and to support each other very quickly, that one could not address the issue singularly. It needed to be a coordinated approach between those two agencies, and then certainly also with law enforcement as well for the criminal aspect of the anthrax attacks.
And one of the things I think with it nationally and at the state and local level, probably over the last 30 years or so, I don't think we've invested as legislators or as executives in public health to the degree that we should. Maybe that's because of the growth of the private healthcare system over that period of time, but clearly we were taught a lesson with the anthrax episode that some of the fears that scientists had been telling us could happen were realized, and that our public health people haven't always been plugged into the law enforcement and the emergency response community the way probably they should be.
Well, Richard Moore, you're a state senator, obviously in touch with other states. What improvements, in fact, have been made over this past year?
We've had to look at our state laws, and the feds are looking at what's a terrorist act, defining it in law and defining the levels of punishment. In the public health field, most of our states in public health hadn't really looked at the issue of epidemics since the influenza epidemic in 1918, so both penalties were way out of date. In Massachusetts, we had a $10 fine for violating quarantine, and that isn't going to stop too many people. The federal government now has a strategy that we can follow, so as long as a terrorist is prepared to die for their cause, whatever that might be, they might be able to thwart even the best laid plans. But I think we'll be getting better ready to handle something, and we are, I think, with the help of the federal government, going to be in a better position to detect the threat.
Okay, thank you both very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.